Watching every car, hoping one is yours, waiting for hours, waiting for you to come home. I've been waiting.
Well, hello there, everyone. We've finally come to the end of 2020. I would like to first acknowledge that I know it's been a very difficult year for so many people. There's been a lot of stress, a lot of change, a lot of people passing on in this life, just a lot of difficult times. And I wanted to acknowledge that and let you know that for all the families out there, my thoughts and my prayers are with you. Whether you have got through this pandemic unscathed, or whether you've lost many loved ones, I'm thinking about you. I care about you. Again, I'm praying for you. Now, there's also a side where people have been able to spend more time with their families and reconnect and have a lot of self-reflection and learn more about who they are as a person. I can only hope that in difficult times like this, that we learn so much more about our capacity to be better for others. You know, often in our lives, we spend a lot of time thinking about ourselves, how we can get better, how we can climb the ladder, our own agenda, objectives, how we see the world. I hope that this year helped you see the larger world. to see the feelings of others and take them into consideration. I'm grateful for that opportunity to seek enlightenment, to try to help others, to try to have a voice. One of the greatest gifts of this year and this season, for me personally, has been this podcast. I've had the opportunity from January all the way through December to have a tremendous amount of new people to talk to, new friends, colleagues, associates, to share good stories, difficult, traumatic stories, funny things, to be educated on new technologies and ways of doing things. The podcast has truly been an education. And it's my hope for you, the audience, that you've taken the ride with me and that you've enjoyed it and you've learned a few things. As we head into 2021, I wanted to highlight a little bit about what's happening in 2021 with the podcast. So you can expect continued discussions with different people, with guests. I love talking to people. It's something I've been doing on a regular basis, even outside of the podcast, done that for years. I still do it. I still schedule phone calls with people that are not on the podcast. And I love catching up with all the guests on the show. Yeah, I'm very proud that we've had right around now 249 episodes, a tremendous amount of content. And I do my best to keep up with every single guest who's been on the show throughout the year and a half, 2 years it's been going. And just creating those relationships is really special, and connecting back with them, seeing how they're doing is really important. So to the audience in 2021, I hope you look forward to more guests, really unique pieces of content that I think will really make you think and educate you. I'm also developing and will be releasing for the first time some limited run series. In fact, the first one is called Parallel Parenting Stories by myself and my colleague, Chris Janke. And we talk about different topics related to parenting, like bedtime, being born, explaining adult stuff to kids, and so on and so forth. And we tell different stories based off of being parents, being dads. And we intersperse that with some interesting transitions and music. Love music, always part of it, that connect to those topics. So that's one. You can look forward to that. You can look forward to, and that one, by the way, is 8 episodes, which will be released every week starting in the first week of February, I believe. So 8 weeks of Parallel Parenting Stories. The episodes are easily digestible, about 8 to 10 minutes a piece, so easy to listen to. But also have other projects such as environmental-based 6 to 8 episode series where we talk about solutions for climate change and different things like that. So look out for that. We have one-day yoga, one-day meditation, and working on another series as well that I think will be pretty interesting as well that I just started looking into. But overall, I think you can expect more creativity, more art, more expression. This podcast is not a big commercial podcast, but it is one that's really a canvas for both myself and for other people that come on. So just have free willing conversation, no scripts, no agenda, no pre-setup, just conversation between two humans. Lord knows we need more than that, more of that in our world. Just honest, egoless conversation where we both hear each other and we both care about each other. And I'm sure we'll have other episodes in the pipeline as kind of that spark of creativity comes to me and I continue to talk with other people. And who knows where the podcast goes? You know, we've got a nice little following and hopefully that gets a little bit bigger, but really the goal is just quality. So regardless of how many listens there are, how many people, I'm going to keep putting it out. We're going to have high quality audio, high quality music, and high quality conversations. So This Christmas, I want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone who listened. Thank you for your support, for your kindness, for your love, for your encouragement. And I want to say Happy New Year to you. May this year, 2021, be the year of the comeback for our country and our world, that you may experience incredible, explosive joy with you and your family, your friends, your colleagues. May God bless all of you. Thank you so much. Signing off for 2020, getting ahead of myself. Signing off for 2020. This is Dr. D, Dr. D's Social Network. Merry Christmas.
Of Dr. D's Social Network. Make sure you listen to future episodes. Also, please make sure to rate and review My Dad's Show on Apple Podcasts in the rate and review section. Thanks, everyone!